I stand in Minas-Anor, the Tower of the Sun, she said, and behold, the shadow has departed. I will be a shield maiden no longer, nor vie with the great riders, nor take joy only in the songs of slaying. I will be a healer, and love all things that grow and are not barren. And again she looked at Faramir. No longer do I desire to be a queen, she said. Then Faramir laughed merrily. That is well, he said, for I am not a king. Yet I will wed with a white lady of Rohan, if it be her will. And if she will, then let us cross the river, and in happier days let us dwell in fair Ithilien, and there make a garden. All things will grow with joy there, if the white lady comes. Then must I leave my own people, man of Gondor, she said. And would you have your proud folk say of you, there goes a lord who tamed a wild shield maiden of the north. Was there no woman of the race of Numenor to choose? I would, said Faramir, and he took her in his arms and kissed her under the sunlit sky, and he cared not that they stood high upon the walls in the sight of many, and many indeed saw them, and the light that shone about them as they came down from the walls and went hand in hand to the houses of healing. And to the warden of the houses Faramir said, here is the lady Eowyn of Rohan, and now she is healed. And the warden said, then I release her from my charge, and bid her farewell, and may she suffer never hurt nor sickness again. I commend her to the care of the steward of the city until her brother returns. But Eowyn said, yet now that I have leave to depart, I would remain, for this house has become to me of all dwellings the most blessed. And she remained there until King Eomer came. All things were now made ready in the city, and there was great concourse of people, for the tidings had gone out into all parts of Gondor, from Min Rimmon even to Pinnath Gelin, and the far coasts of the sea. And all that could come to the city made haste to come. And the city was filled again with women and fair children that returned to their homes laden with flowers, and from Dol Amroth came the harpers that harped most skilfully in all the land, and there were players upon viols and upon flutes and upon horns of silver, and clear-voiced singers from the vales of Lebenin. At last an evening came, when from the walls the pavilions could be seen upon the field, and all night lights were burning as men watched for the dawn. And when the sun rose in the clear morning above the mountains in the east, upon which shadows lay no more, then all the bells rang, and all the banners broke and flowed in the wind, and upon the white tower of the citadel, the standard of the stewards, bright argent like snow in the sun, bearing no charge nor device, was raised over Gondor for the last time.